You are an organic human, not a social performance. That truth matters. An organic human is not a machine, avatar, brand, or personality project. An organic human is a God-created person made in the image of God with both spiritual and physical life. You are an embodied soul. Your spiritual nature thinks, believes, trusts, worships, loves, hopes, fears, and speaks inwardly. Your bodily nature also participates in thinking through your brain, nervous system, senses, habits, memories, emotions, energy, posture, and spoken words. You are not two disconnected parts. You are one whole person before God. This is why people's skill confidence is not only about outward behavior, it is also about inward conversation. People speak to others, but they also speak to themselves. Before entering a room, a person may already be saying inwardly, they will not like me, or I have to impress them, or I always say the wrong thing. Those inner words affect the body. They can tighten the shoulders, speed up the heart, change the tone of voice, or make a person withdraw. This is spiritual and physical. Many people enter relationships carrying pressure. They feel they must sound smart, look confident, avoid mistakes, make people laugh, stay quiet, impress leaders, please everyone, or never disappoint anyone. That kind of pressure can turn ordinary conversations into performances. But God did not create you to be a performance. Genesis teaches that men and women are created in the image of God. Psalm 139 reminds us that we are known by God. Ephesians 2:10 says we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. That means your life is not random. Your growth is not hopeless. Your relational patterns are not beyond the grace of Christ. People skill confidence begins when you stop treating yourself like a social project that needs to be fixed before you can be loved. In Christ, you are invited to grow from grace, not for grace. Some people believe confidence means never feeling nervous, but Christian confidence is deeper than that. You may feel nervous and still show up with love. You may feel unsure and still ask a kind question. You may make a mistake and still repair it with humility. Christ forms the whole person. Reflection question. What inner sentence do you often bring into conversations? Gentle next step. Write one sentence that begins, "In Christ, I can speak to myself with grace because..."